presence is his understanding. That presence, that light, that understanding is I am, and I am that I am. I call unto thee, O mighty I am presence, thou great central sun, thou heart of infinity. Pour forth thy great, mighty flame of divine love throughout humanity and the earth. Set the feet of mankind once again securely upon the pathway of light, and anchor their attention forever upon thee, the great love star in the heart of each one. Lift their hearts unto the heights whence cometh all help, and bring them back into the happiness, freedom, and perfection which is their divine birthright. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow the love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. So the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, and becoming more and more centered within yourself, and letting the outside world for a bit just drift away. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras along the spinal cord, as well as the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra, as you focus on that color in the chakra and the high intensity of that color. Focusing now on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. Moving up to the root chakra at the base of the spine, bright, brilliant ruby red. And to the next, brilliant, bright orange. And to the solar plexus area, bright, bright, brilliant yellow is the sun. And to the heart center, the midpoint between the 4 lower chakras and the 4 upper chakras, deep blue green. And to the high heart center, magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. And the ancient third eye, middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras in perfect alignment and the high intensity of the colors raising the vibrational frequency within all of those chakras, know that you have also raised the vibrational frequency within the corresponding glandular function to that chakra, as well as the surrounding cellular structure, the organs in your body, all out through the extremities of your body. All is raising in vibrational frequency and subsequent consciousness as well. So now, bringing the Earth Star chakra, which is below your feet, bring that up into the root chakra. Merge the two. Then merge those two into the next one, and then those 3 into the solar plexus chakra, and those 4 into the heart center chakra, and so on until all of the chakras have merged into the soul star chakra above your head. And once they've all merged together, feel the increased vibrational frequency of all of these chakras now in that soul star chakra. And feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, moving into that merged soul star chakra, which has now become a three-dimensional six-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond, and is now your Merkaba, or your Merkaba light vehicle and your light body. And in that light body, feel the vibration all around you, the high vibrational frequency. And begin now to leave your body. Just begin to move up through your, out through your body and up above the body into the room, wherever you might be. And floating up till you pass the roof of the building or up into the sky through the clouds. And keep going until you moved beyond the Earth's atmosphere and into what is considered space. And become aware of the heavenly bodies of the solar system, the solar sun, the high consciousness that is out here, which is bereft of the miasma of thought, which is in the third dimensional expression in the matrix. Here, out here, there is none of that. No thoughts that can interfere with your level of consciousness. But, and also feel the consciousness that is out here, through the planets, as well as through all of the millions of ships that surround the planet. And become aware of the energy that has been coming to the planet over a long period of time and increasing every day. More and more energy is flowing into the planet, coming from the great central sun of the galaxy and through the planets of the solar system and through the sun and down to the Earth. Wave after wave after wave after of energy, literally see that energy coming down and hitting the Earth and spreading out across the Earth, increasing levels of vibrational frequency throughout the planet and subsequent consciousness as well. And consciousness increasing across the planet, even though it may not appear to be that way in your everyday lives, think of it as such. Think of it as the vibrational frequency increasing across the planet, consciousness increasing, which is driving the negative forces to come out of hiding and bringing those old mistruths, those falsehoods, into the light of reality, or into the light of consciousness, into the light of higher consciousness. And see that happening across the planet now, as if you could, in a time-lapse photography type of situation, you can see the light, you can see the energies coming into the planet over a period of time, and increasing and increasing, and the light increasing across the planet. See it overcoming all shadows across the planet, illuminating those shadows everywhere. More and more light, more and more energy, more and more photonic light coming into the planet. Increasing consciousness. And then the waves of energy increasing and increasing over the next weeks, months, perhaps a couple of years, leading further and further and further, higher and higher in consciousness. And then that one great flash, that one solar flash that comes from the sun, and see that happening now. See that from your point of view, both above the earth, and you can also be down on the earth. Imagine for a moment that you are there on the earth. You're there, you wake up one particular day, you walk outside of your home, and you feel something different. You feel an energy, you feel a new higher expression, a new higher consciousness, perhaps a blissful feeling coming over you. And feel that for a moment. Feel what that is like. But you know that something else is about to happen. Something is about to be triggered. And you're in high anticipation of this. Not sure what it is or how it's going to be. But then all of a sudden, a flash of light. You are looking at the sun and a huge flash of light comes down and hits the earth and spreads out across the planet. And you're aware of it spreading out across the planet because you have been expecting this. You have been waiting for this, building for this, preparing for this, acclimating to these energies for quite some time now. You can feel these energies and this huge wave of light coming into the planet, coming into your body through your central nervous system, and awakening every part of your body into a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of awakening. Perhaps in that moment, all of a sudden you remember things that you have forgotten from so long ago, even past life memories coming back, all flooding in at once. But your central nervous system has now been acclimated and can handle these higher energies, this photonic light that is coming in, and these rays of energy, waves of energy. And you know at this point that this, what you have been waiting for all this time, has now arrived. The flash of light, the solar flash, the event, the wave of love. It is happening right in this moment now. Feel it moving through you. Feel it going out from you to all areas of the planet. Since you are also high above the planet at the same time, you can see this energy spreading across the oceans, through the past to other continents, enveloping, engulfing, illuminating everywhere, any pockets of darkness that still might exist. Anyone that was hiding in those shadows has now been forced into the light of their own shadow within them, illuminating, spreading. And with this ensuing higher level of consciousness happening across the planet, and love spreading everywhere, you can see that in the faces of the people. You can see that in the actions of the animals across the planet. You can even see it in the plants themselves, the plants and the trees, flowers blooming everywhere. The energy of the air itself, crisp and clean. The sky. Look at the sky. Incredibly blue, but sparkled with many different colors throughout, as if millions of rainbows have suddenly opened up everywhere. Imagine for a moment what that would be like, how you would feel, and how you would then begin to move about your day from that point on. Now, holding on to this vision or this feeling, begin to come back now toward your physical body. And as you come back into your physical body, as you bring your etheric, your astral, and your light body back into your physical form, still feel that high vibrational frequency and consciousness. Feel that energy flowing through you. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time in these momentous times that you are approaching, that you are moving into now, times that have been foretold for eons, many prophecies about to be fulfilled. You are right in the midst. You, the volunteers, you, the way showers, are right in the midst of all of this. All of you have been preparing and being prepared for this great event that is on the cusp of happening in terms of cosmic cycles coming forth. You are right there in the moment before this happens. But know that these energies that have been coming in have been building, building to this great crescendo that is before you. This is what you came here for. All of you came here for this. Everything that you have done up until this point in your life, all of your past lives, all of your moments in this present life that you are in, all have been building, building to this great climax. And as it comes, you will have been prepared for it. Not in terms of being special, not in terms of being chosen, except that you have chosen yourself. Each and every one of you have chosen to be here in these moments, to prepare for this, to acclimate to these energies, and then to be able to share these energies, to share the knowings that you have within you. This is what it is all about. This is your mission that you came here for. Just as I, as Yeshua, came as a mission to spread the word, of consciousness, higher consciousness, to all that would be ready to hear it. That is your mission now, to spread that consciousness, that word, to all that are ready for it. All of you, each and every one of you, have been preparing, and as I said earlier, being prepared for this great change over. And it is a great changeover that you are in process of. Some call it a transition. And yes, you are moving through a transition in this very moment. But the transition at some point will come to a climax. Not that another transition won't continue on beyond that, for it is never ending. But this part of the transition will come to an end, and a new beginning will blossom forth as the new dawn of men will shine upon those of you all that are ready for it. So think about that and know that you have indeed chosen to be here. You are here now, and you are all ready to move on into the next level of your understanding, the next level of your being. This is your moment now. So prepare, my friends, my brothers and sisters. Continue to prepare, to ready yourselves, to acclimate yourselves to the energies. And be ready when the time comes for each and every one of you to share all that you have brought forth into this lifetime and share all that you have learned throughout. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to realize fully within yourselves just how much power you have within you to indeed exit the matrix when you are ready to do so. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. Would there be questions for one who serves in Shoshana?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is a two-part question. Number one, do you know the person who calls herself Sky Prince?
Do you wish us to answer that now?
Yes.
We are familiar, yes.
She was going to be the top leader for the MedBeds and the training forum, but now because the White Hats and others have lied to her for such a long time, she's starting to plan a grassroots effort with all the people that listen to her who believe that the trust the plan that everybody kept on saying, we've heard that for such a long time, it's not really going to work. And can you tell us what you think of this, if Sky is on the correct path to getting the med beds available sooner than waiting and waiting and waiting?
We will tell you, dear one, that your idea of the plan not working is not correct, not accurate at all. The plan that is in the works by the White Hat Alliance is certainly in the works and in process, because of the connection with those of your galactic brothers and sisters as well that are a part of this. All are working toward the greater mission here to bring about not only the med beds, but many of the advanced technologies that have been held back for quite some time and are going to be released. And I say now, we say now, are going to be released and are in process of that even now as we speak. And those what you call the med beds, the precursors of that are already coming out and preparing those who are ready for the advent of these new technologies to be brought forth. So do not lose hope here in terms of one particular person that you speak of that is in denial, we will say here, in terms of what she is bringing forth or not bringing forth, you see. For there is a strong connection to that of the White Hat Alliance to bring all of this forward. It is just in a matter of what is needed in terms of timing here. The timing must be the right to bring this forward, or it will be squashed by those of the dark forces who still have quite a bit of control in terms of those very technologies that are being held back. But that is changing rapidly here now because of the one that you call Trump. And he is in process of bringing much of the truth that has been held back, bringing them forward here. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
Well, there is so much to add. And we feel that perhaps our perspective would not benefit this line of thinking or questioning. However, we will share our perspective if this one wishes us to.
Always, go ahead.
Dear brother, do you know the saying, physician, heal thyself? Are you familiar with this?
Yes, but I'm not a physician.
You do not have to be a physician. That is a literal translation of that. What the truth is of that saying is all beings have a doctor within themselves, which is their intuition, which is their own self-healing mechanism that can heal them. And there are many that have demonstrated this over and over and over again, you see. So what we might suggest while you are waiting for the technology to come to your doorstep is to seek the stories of people that have healed themselves and how they did it. We have many examples. One prominent example that many of you may know about is the one known as Joe Dispenza. Read his story, how he healed himself. He was condemned to a wheelchair for the rest of his life, and he had a what you call a broken back, and he found the mechanism to heal himself, and he is whole and complete at this time. And this was many years ago. We will tell you this: what you seek, you find. If you seek to know the stories of people and the mechanisms that have healed themselves from within, you will become familiar with this, and you may seek to do this yourself. One who seeks lies finds lies. One who seeks the truth will find the truth. This is the way to become sovereign in this matrix reality, is to seek those that have stepped, that have sidestepped, I think James was the one who used this, who have sidestepped the matrix reality. This is not the answer that you are wishing for. And perhaps this is not the answer that anyone is wishing for, but there are self-healing mechanisms that are at work that you can ignite yourself. Find the stories of these people, seek to understand them, and begin to employ these techniques yourself. Namaste.
Very good.
Can I reply to that?
Yes.
I've already known about Joe Dispenza. I've already read his books. I'd like to go to one of his conferences, but they are far away and they cost a lot of money. And mainly it's just, I know time doesn't mean anything to you, but time is aging our bodies. In fact, I need to go tomorrow to a chiropractor to see if he can help me with a hiatal hernia, which I never expected. And it's just, I think it is just plain time. People don't want to wait for the stuff that can help heal us. And we don't have a step-by-step method of how to heal ourselves. That's all.
Namaste, dear brother.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Yes. So first of all, at the end, I have a healing thing that I don't think we did at the beginning that I could put out there, but let's do that later. But what my question is, this whole business with the Charlie Kirk and factions of the conservative have figured out that the feds are involved in it. Now, we know that he wasn't killed, that he was saved, but this whole business seems like kind of insane because they wanted to use the old-fashioned methods, the deep state methods, of pulling him out, and then, or I should say, methods of lies and subterfuge to pull him out, and people have awakened and figured out the lies, and isn't that what we wanted all along? So, I mean, how does this work? Because the conservatives have been split in half, and I believe they vote right on both sides. So, and this is one of those 3D things that is driving me crazy because just, you know, agree to disagree. And is there not going to be some resolving? I mean, truth. Let's have truth here, for goodness sake. So can you say something about that?
We will tell you that the truths are coming out in every direction from many different sources, and you will have these truths. The truth shall indeed set you free. That's why it was said so long ago, and that is truth today, just as it was true back then. So understand that it is all coming together, and the idea of trusting the plan is exactly that. So even though there seems to be subterfuge and this one saying that and another one saying something else and so on, it will all come together in the end and all will be revealed to understand why these things took so long in terms of your time frame, took so long to come about. But from a standpoint of those of us in terms of those that are assisting and guiding you, it is not long at all. It is all coming about exactly as it needs to in the right time frame and bringing everything together as needs to be here. So, Shana, do you have anything you
want? We will share. May we
yes.
share, dear?
Yes, please.
In this reality that you call the matrix, that you call the third dimension, there is a mechanism that is employed here called taking sides. Do you know of this?
Yes, most definitely.
Yes. So the way to disassemble any sense of unity, any sense of humanity as one through divine source, that we are all one, all is one and one is all, to disassemble that truth, the third dimension introduced a concept of taking sides. And that is rampant, you see. So the challenge is not to take sides. And not to take sides is difficult for most because it is a very strong program. So what is important here is to become neutral to all of it. And that is also difficult, but one must practice neutrality. In order for, as you say, this is driving me crazy, I think you use those terms, that would require that you work on neutrality. That whatever is going on in the background with this or that, or he is dead or he is alive, or what is his point, what is the truth, and we say yada, 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 I think that is a way that is conversed. We say that rather than focus on what is the truth, because the truth is irrelevant here, is that the true spiritual path of a sovereign being is to take the stance of neutrality. And we will tell you that in this 3D matrix, one day it'll be this, the next day it'll be that. Then the next day it'll be this, and then the next day it'll be that. Depending upon what side they wish for you to take. So now you must realize that the narratives that are given are for you to choose a side. And when you realize that there is no side, you will sidestep the matrix completely and become sovereign within yourself. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, and just to take it just a step further, because I'm not in the world of taking side. In fact, that's what is a little annoying to me. But I guess what I'm saying is that the White Hats created this division by what we did by subterfuge. And now we just have created the taking of sides. And now nobody's taking responsibility to try to actually shift and change what we created. And instead, even Trump is going after Candace Owens, and Candace Owens is going after Trump. And I mean, when do the White Hats take responsibility? And just I guess that's what's frustrating to me, is like, we created it. White Hats created it. So when do we take responsibility?
Well, we will ask you this, dear sister. Is it your intention to stay in the matrix?
No.
Well, if it's not your intention to stay in the matrix, and this is most likely an answer you don't wish to hear, don't pay attention. Don't give it any. Okay. Don't give it your power. Don't give it your attention. And don't even try to care about it. Mm-hmm. Because it will continue as long as you give it your attention, you see. Mm-hmm. It will disempower you. So we will say that if your intention and your desire is to move past the matrix, don't listen to it.
Okay. Namaste. Thank you.
We take one more question. If there is, then we need to release channel.
Hi, this is Cindy. Can I ask a question?
One question more, yes.
I was wondering, I keep hearing about that Trump is getting ready to instigate the 3 days of darkness. And then he would announce like an EMP emergency broadcast system, or EMS. And do you have any anything about that yourselves?
We will tell you the same thing that you just heard in the previous, that Shoshana has said. Ignore it. Do not become a part of it. Whether it is 3 days of darkness, 10 days of darkness, 50 days of darkness, does not matter here. It is just that it is all coming to a head, and it is going to work out exactly as it needs to. So do not concern yourself. Be neutral and just let things play out as they will play out. And you will find that if the more neutral you become in this, the more you are able to be out of the three-dimensional matrix, the more your life will be exactly as you want it to be, rather than getting mixed up in the conundrums and all of that that is ongoing, the subterfuge, all of that. Let it go. Let it go. Go with the flow, and you will find that your life will be much more at ease here. So, Shoshana, do you have anything you have?
Well, we will ask this one if that is the answer she wished for.
Yes. Go ahead.
Is the answer that one who serves has given you, is the one answer that integrates into your soul?
The answer that integrates into my soul?
As the truth.
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, it either feels true or it does not. Does it feel true or it does not?
It's just like anything else. It depends on the moment. I don't know.
Well, we will tell you that this conversation that started out speaking about the solar flash and reading a channeling was meant to help everyone understand that the Matrix, as a member of your organization called it, an inversion. It is not reality, you see. You will read what Trump is going to do. You will read what another is going to do. You will read about 3 days of darkness that has been going on for 20 years. When will you understand and when will you grasp the idea that all of these things are part of a movie? They're part of an illusion. That you as a spiritual being must learn to let go of, to ignore, to move on from, to understand who you are, you see, and what your power is. When all begin to pay attention to the narratives that are this and that and the other, they strengthen the matrix, you see. So if you wish to strengthen the matrix, continue to listen. If you wish to sidestep the matrix, move toward your own spiritual evolution, ignore it. That is what we will tell you. Namaste.
Yes,
very good. Thank you.
Elise channel here now. Shoshana, you have a parting message here.
Yes. This is the beginning of a pivotal point in all the evolution of humanity and the evolution of those that participate in these calls. This is an evolution for all of you and for us as well to understand that what is given to you on a daily basis through your news media, through your podcast media, when you are seeking to understand what your politicians are doing, when you seek to understand the world governments, we would ask you to go back 200 years, and you will find it was the same thing. It does not heal itself. It does not change, because it is the matrix, you see. It has a consciousness that rolls forward and continues on as the matrix. Your goal as a sovereign being is to move past it, not to engage in it. Namaste.
Very good. And we conclude with the idea that prepare yourselves. Mm-hmm. Prepare yourselves now for the advent of the end of the Matrix. It is coming. Santi.
Bravo.
Peace be with you.
Be the one.